we live and all that we have at our fingertips. But God, I pray as we do that, that we also realize that how important it is that we place that desire only on you. Scripture is very clear that when we seek your righteousness first, all the other things will fall into place. And Father, I pray as we sing that, it's just not words. I pray that as we sing that, that it is more than, it's just a tune of our heart so that we can continue to just know you more, serve you better. And Father, we just thank you as we study tonight. I pray you open our hearts and our minds in your Son's name. Amen. Alrighty, turn your Bibles if you would to Acts chapter 24. We're continuing going on and going through Paul's life. And we come to a very interesting section tonight. As we look at where he is, where he's been, we realize right now after being beaten by the Jews, and the Romans have basically saved him from the Jews, but we find him in Roman captivity, and he's staying in Roman captivity. In fact, if you really look through, it's years Paul is staying in this Roman captivity. It's not just a one and done. Paul's going through the system, and even we'll find out tonight that he's even where he is placed for years. And so, interesting enough, when we look at this, we find, and again, no matter what Paul faced, one of the greatest characteristics he displayed was that he never stopped preaching Christ. No matter where he was, no matter where, what circumstance, no matter in jail, out of jail, he continued to remain steadfast and faithful. And I think that's one of the greatest things that we've seen in Paul's life all through our study. Paul is one that always had, and he says, and he wrote the letter saying that we need to be ready in season and out of season. And so with an answer, with the reason why, the Christ in us, Paul exemplified that everywhere he went. And I think it's very important that we don't have to always use words to exemplify that. And a lot of times, you know, people are a little bit back off. So I can't talk about, or I can't go up and talk to people. I don't have know what to say. Or, you know, the great thing is we're afraid of the question that may come. We don't have the answer. Well, you know, you can share Christ just in the way you live your life. You can have a joy. You can have a smile. You can continue to be a person that others would look at and say, man, I wish I had a life like that. I wish I was able to do and be smiling and joyful in life. And how do you do that? And then you have the open opportunity to share Christ. And so I think we need to really focus on sharing Christ with our walk before our talk. Because a lot of people don't want to hear what we have to say. There is so much out there that is unbelievable what is out there at the fingertips of anybody who wants it. And the one thing about our social media is that you can get whatever sermon you want, whatever preacher you want to listen to. Doesn't matter where you are, you can be anywhere, and you can get the messages. And sometimes I think that's even more confusing when you have so many different preachers you listen to, and so many different opinions, so many different ways. And a lot of time you'll start seeing a little maybe some differences within what they're saying, or differences in what they're interpreting the Bible to be. And then all of a sudden you're sitting back saying, I'm so confused. They don't even know what they're talking about. And you can see where a world really does look at Christians and has an issue. Because a lot of times our walk isn't there, our talk is different. So we come to Paul, and we ended last week with 23 of chapter 24. Verse 23, and he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should be forbidden unto his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. So when Felix, which is the one he is approaching here, when he heard his story clean back in the beginning of sort of the middle of the chapter 24, and he gave his testimony, I believe Felix realized that he was an innocent man. He really didn't do anything that they're claiming of him to have done. And so he's holding on to him because he has to, but yet he gives him tremendous liberty in the process. So transitioning that into tonight, we look at verse 24. And it says, and after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now, if we need to understand, first of all, that phrase, and after certain days. And it's noted in time frames that he went somewhere with his wife. Him and his wife evidently went somewhere, a vacation or whatever. And so it's stated that this was a two-year period. If you study through it, it's a two-year period between verse 23 and 24. So Paul is here several years, and he's bound, as we see that in this whole process. So as he came back to him, he came back from wherever he and his wife were, wherever they went. They had many homes as being the ruler. And so he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Again, Felix wanted to hear the message, or hear what Paul had to say. That doesn't happen often. And I want you to think about that. For Felix, Felix didn't come and say, I want to hear your side of the story of what they're charging you on. He didn't ask them to defend himself again. Paul had such a life and such a testimony, even here, that he said, I want to hear about your faith in Christ. That's huge. When is the last time somebody came up to you and said, listen, I see you different. I see something in your life. Can you tell me about what's going on? Can you tell me about Christ? Can you tell me? And so I find that unbelievably something that we need to exemplify in our life. It's an example of Paul saying in Corinthians 15 that we are to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Paul lived that. And the result of that is he got some freedom and liberty in his being held by the by the Romans. And here it was an invitation by Felix. He sent for Paul and wanted to hear concerning the faith in Christ. I just find that amazing. I find that absolutely amazing in Paul's life. You see, that's the result of the steadfastness. That's the result of keeping the best you can in your walk for God. Paul was able to stay that and had a tremendous opportunity to share his faith in Christ. Verse 25 says, and he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled and answered, go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. So, interesting enough, why did Paul give that message? Why did Paul say righteousness, temperance, and judgment? You see, it's temperance is self-control. So what Paul brought to him is you need to have a righteousness, you need to have a self-control, and realizing that the judgment is coming. If you know anything about Felix, if you know about this man, he should have been trembling. Because Felix, and it's amazing how Paul was able to do this, this is the character trait of the boldness. Listen, we need more boldness in our life today. We need to be more bold in our faith, more bold in praying, more bold in sharing Christ. And in his boldness, he's telling Felix about his faith in Christ, but Drusilla was his third marriage. And he had to break up the marriage he had before in order for him to marry her. So there's a little bit of unrighteousness going on there. A little bit of things going on there. And then to secure, but his regime was marked by injustice that contrasts the righteousness of God. Paul was willing to stand in front of a man who had his life in his hands. He could have taken Paul's life at any given time. Or he could have kept him. He could have taken away his liberty. He could have punished him. He could have done something to him. But you want to know what the interesting thing is? Basically, also, we can tell that he was a man of very, very much lacking self-control, as we'll see as we study down through the verses a little bit. But this verse, what he shared in his testimony, made Felix tremble. Because of Felix's life, because of how he governed the people, and how unself-control he had, and the judgment was coming. So Paul preached a message point blank to the man who controlled his fate, at least in the world's way of thinking. Now, there's two things that we've already studied that gave Paul the boldness. One would be his relationship with Christ, his steadfastness to be faithful to God. The second one would be that he had a promise from God, didn't he? Go back to chapter 23, verse 11. And that night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. Was Paul in Rome right now? No. Think about that for a minute. Paul said, God told me I'm going to Rome. Man, I'm going to preach like I've never preached because they're not going to do nothing to me. God's not going to let it happen. You talk about a faithfulness that creates boldness in someone's life. And that's what we need. How can we be more bold? Well, we need to realize that the more faithful we have, or the faithfulness we have in God, trusting his promises, trusting that nothing's coming in our life that he doesn't approve of, trusting that no matter what man can do to us, they can't take away our God. Man, we need to trust that. In our world today, we have become so fearful of man and what they can do to us, that we've lost our boldness for Christ. And so Paul, what an example for us tonight. His relationship with his God, trusting his faith in his God, knowing that God said, you're going to Rome. Well, he could sit there and say whatever he wanted to say, and he knew Felix was not going to take his life. He was not going to do anything to him simply because he's relying on the promise that God gave him. He's going to Rome. And I find that just unbelievable. I mean, you and I really need to grab onto that one because that will give us our boldness. You know, well, how do I talk to people, or how do I stand up and share? Well, one, you have to build your faith in your God. Trust that faith in your God. And then just remember that no matter what you do, no matter what you say, man can only do so much. God's going to override all of it. And so I found that very interesting, what he said, why he said it. But then Felix trembled and answered, go thy way. Did Felix accept Christ? Did he turn his life over to God? No, he didn't. But he trembled at what Paul said. So at least seeds were planted. That's all we are responsible for, is planting the seed, watering the seed, and God gets the increase. So I think I found it very important. In fact, it's interesting when you see he told him to go on his way, and when I have a convenient season, or basically when I have nothing else to do in life, I'll call on you, Paul. And again, Paul's staying in captivity. So he says in verse 26, he, being Felix, hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul. What does that tell you? Man, he'd be all about taking a bribe. Paul, I'll let you go if you pay me enough money. Think Paul would have done that? Absolutely not. The same two reasons that gave Paul the boldness are the same two reasons he never would have paid to be freed. His relationship with Christ and the promise God said, you're going to Rome. The same decisions that allowed Paul to stay bold are the same decision that allowed him to stay faithful and strong to God and to the situation. He wasn't going to take a bribe. Felix was saying, well, I'm leaving you sit. I'm leaving you there until I feel like calling you. And in the meantime, how many times did Felix do this with people? Probably many. Probably many. So that's where the lack of self-control comes in. If he could find a way to make a buck, he made a buck. Right or wrong or indifferent, he just wanted to make the money. So that's a whole nother sermon. We got to be careful with how much money we want to make and how we make it. That's a whole nother sermon. But he says here, he was hoping the money would have come in by Paul, that he might lose him. Wherefore, he sent for him the more often and communed with him. So the whole time he's sending for Paul, the whole time Paul's talking with him, the whole time Paul comes and continues to commune with him, he's trying to befriend him enough to say, you know, just give me money, I'll let you go. Give me money, I'll let you go. We don't know what the conversation was. We know that he more often communed with him simply because he wanted to get the bribe. He wanted to get the friendship of Paul. And again, Paul stayed faithful. Verse 27. But after 2 years. So here's where the 2 years come in. It wasn't between 23 and 24. This is where the 2 years come in. This whole time frame from when Felix left with his wife, we don't know how long they come back. Now Paul, he's been dealing with Paul, communing with Paul for 2 years. It says in verse 27 that Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. The religious leaders were more in the back pocket of the Roman rulers than they were concerned about the religion and the truth of the Word of God and God's people. Because instead of Felix pleasing the Jews and letting Paul go, he pleased the Jews and kept him bound. So he's been there for 2 years. And after, we'll see when we jump into chapter 25, that Festus has come into the province. After 3 days, he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. So Paul now is still in the hands of the Rome. He's still here. And we're going to see some of the, as he appears, Paul now goes from appearing between Felix, goes now to appear before Festus. But Paul's faithfulness to his God and remembering God's, he trusted God in his promise that I'm going to Rome, enough to where he told Felix exactly what his problem was. I was watching some things today. I was watching something today about C.S. Lewis, and C.S. Lewis has a 10-point, I'm not sure if it was a blog or if it was a message. And one of the things he said about today is that most churches are now preaching. Now, this C.S. Lewis time. Wouldn't that have been 50s and the 60s, brother? When C.S. Lewis, was he strong? Was it back in the 50s? Somewhere back in, I'm not sure. I know it was before my time. He wasn't alive when I was. But it was, even in his day, he said that churches are preaching more about comfort instead of conviction. And they're preaching more about just the feel good instead of the transformation that our lives need to have. And that was how long ago? And it's only getting worse today. And so Paul had no problem standing up boldly and saying, listen, here's your problem. You're not righteous. You're very, have no self-discipline. Whatever you want, you're going to get, right or wrong or indifferent. And judgment's coming. And he preached a message that made Felix tremble. And I found great comfort in that, to know that Paul had that boldness, even though he was chained up, even though he was in somewhat of a prison, somewhat of custody, having liberties, he was still able to keep faithful to his God. And the boldness that Paul had, and that's what I want to stress tonight, the boldness that Paul had should be something that you and I should take a hold of. Why can't, when somebody says, hey, would you pray for, stop and pray. Okay, I'll pray for that. How many times do you forget to pray when you tell somebody you're going to pray for them? I do. I forget all the time. All day walking around, I have a lot of people saying, well, you just pray. You just pray for this. And I'm like, okay, let's do it right now. And they're like, I didn't mean right now. Well, I did. Let's go. Let's pray. Because if somebody wants prayer, pray for them. Because what does that show them? One, you care. Two, you've got a boldness that you're going to do it right then. We can do at least that. There's no reason for us not to have the boldness to pray when somebody asks us to pray. So I think as we've seen that small section tonight, what a testimony it is to Paul's relationship, his trust, and his boldness that he had in his life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the study. I pray as we continue with our time together tonight in our prayer time, that, Lord, that we realize the importance of the boldness that we need to have. Because that power, that strength comes from you. That's the only reason why we're able to have that boldness, is because we know we can trust you, knowing that you are there, knowing that you will protect us and help us through life. And Lord, no man can do to us what you do not allow. And God, whatever that may be, even though it hurts, even though it's hard, we still know that you are in control of everything. And God, I just pray as we see that tonight, may we have that boldness. And Father, may we portray it to those around us. And Father, we just thank you and praise you in your Son's name. Amen. All right.